What's up, puppy?
Not much, I don't know. No one's here anymore, everyone's gone.
Yeah, it's pretty dead around here without Alex and Peter and the soothing sounds of Theo's voice protruding from Peter's phone. And Demeter, I don't even know what Demeter is anymore.
I think they all left. Honestly, I think they're all gone.
Who's running the theater then? Who's making messes for Rekar to clean up?
Well, I'm still doing that.
Who's around for Puppy to kick? You can't be mean to Louie Rat or Muppo or Ragnar like you can't be mean to them. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, but why don't we do Buttercast?
We can't do the Buttercast if no one's here.
Okay, well, why don't we do one of the old Radio Butter Hours, huh? The whole box of recordings they found. Just for events like this.
Yes, I mean, I don't know how to post any of this. I could give it a shot.
It's really simple. We just take one of these records here and...
I don't know if it's going to work.
Let's see. There's a lot of film noir. Noir November.
Okay,
let's look and see if there's find something violent for Poppy. This one's called The Hitchhiker. It's from 1953. Hitchhiker pick up two men and psychologically batter their insensitive meanings until they are whittled down to nothing but soulless men based on real events.
Oh my god, it sounds amazing! Put it on!
Okay, so Poppy, balance Ragnar's
vinyl. I don't want to touch you.
Just don't touch the vinyl. You don't have to touch Ragnar. Well, no one's wrung out Ragnar.
Just roll the vinyl over.
Okay.
Stupid. Just roll plus like this. I know you're dropping stuff. You stop.
Got to speak for Ragnar.
Okay, I'll hold on to you.
Okay, Ragnar.
Oh, you didn't pull the part. I'll just get the scissors. Is it good?
If you want to undo this right now. Oh, wait, the episode's starting.
Oh, sorry.
Played it for her, you play it for me.
All right. Hammer. Act.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, fire.
Who are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who are you?
I'm fine, too, but you can't come in unless you give the password.
Well, this is impossible. I don't believe it.
You rat! You double-crosser, you Judas!
Don't be so gloomy. After all, not that awful.
You see, this is my life. It always will be. Just us, in the camp, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Coming to you from the Theater Brothers Movie House on the hoppin', boppin' main streets of an up-and-coming American city, it's the Real Butter Radio Hour. I'm your host with the most, Hubert Theater.
And I'm at ya!
Edgar Theater.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm Daddy's Theater calling from overseas. Woo!
You sound jazz!
Are you right?
Yeah, man! I've been working on this new drink! I sent you a sample!
Yeah, Yeah,
that works like a charm!
That's great stuff, man!
It really, what do you call it?
Tentatively titled, Slippity Slop.
Okay.
Slurpity Slop.
Tentative is a very good way to describe that. It's certainly...
I had a very vivid dream, lots of colors, lots of swirling around, and that's sort of the name that came to me in the dream.
Absolutely.
I haven't woken up yet, so I don't know.
That happened
Maybe
to me.
Maybe this is all a dream.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that happened to me too. I was seeing colors, music was different, things were moving, I saw myself,
woo!
I felt like in another world. I absolutely immediately went to the Real Butter, I dropped some licorice in there, and I made a friend. What? Ladies and gentlemen, Lucy the Licorice!
Oh my god, that's so amazing. Hello, Lucy.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Oh.
Human, is it?
Yeah.
I've heard so much about you.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's so lovely. You have such a nice grip on your finger.
Thank you. I didn't want to, break your arm.
Oh, thank you. I'm a little bit more flexible than that.
Yeah, you are licorice.
Thaddeus, I've also heard so much about you. You two gentlemen seem very smart to run a business like this that makes
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I let my brothers kind of help out at the theater, while I'm away. But it's really, you know, the product of my own imagination.
I can't help but be interested in how an entrepreneurship like this could be started. But I'm not getting ideas. Right. I'm just a silly old licorice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
That's right.
Swallowed my cigarette.
That's right. What have I told you? Do not swallow the cigarettes when they're lit. When they're
only
not lit,
smoking.
Swallow them all you want.
What?
Yep. So I made Lucy in a fever dream. I was very, very lonely lately. As you know, I've been going kind of cuckoo bananas ever since I came back from a prison. Yeah. And I miss friends.
I wish you had
missed
told
people.
Me.
I wrote you letters. You never wrote me back. I called you. You never called back.
Well, yeah, I know about that. I was just saying I wish you told me about Lucy. Because this is...
Why would I tell you about Lucy? She's a surprise for the show!
Yeah, I just wanted the show to...
I thought it was a good idea for Edgar to do it, and I thought that, you know, maybe if he'd have suggested it, I'd be able to stroke that ego of his a little bit more, and maybe make it a little bit more comfortable for us to meet for the first time.
Yeah, no, it's not your fault, Lucy.
I know. It's not my fault.
It's Edgar's fault for not telling me.
Now, how dare you? Well, how dare you? Human Edgar is your brother. He cares about you. He cares about this thing.
Well, that's him. What? So.
That's exactly what Huber would say. You need to spend more time with Lucy. Lucy is my new child. You must treat her as such.
Okay, I'm not going to treat her as a child. She's a piece
that
of licorice.
That is a bit going too far.
Huber,
I don't know who
why have you got... Why is this a serious guy, huh? Well, you were so grouchy with us. We're trying to have some fun here, man. Don't you know how to have fun?
Thank you, Thaddeus. Thaddeus gets it. He's been seeing the same kind of things that I have.
You couldn't have
my
done this.
Tinkling.
When that happens, just imagine yourself in a forest and you will go there, but as long as you lick the walls.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I just wish you would have told me about Lucy before we started.
Huber, calm down. I know that you're not a fan of these candy, you know, creations, the real butter. I'm just here to learn from y'all and see the wonderful things you've done for the customers that come here. You show them stories. You open them to the world of Hollywood, and you also make a good time doing it. I think I'm going to take some notes. I'm not getting ideas. I'm just
What's playing at the movie theater right now there, Huber?
Well, right now, it's currently in 1953. We got this really hot movie right now.
You have to say what year it was?
Well, you know, maybe in the future someone will listen back.
Why? The third week of March in 1953. I think everybody knows that. This is a live show.
Well, it's just in case, you know. Maybe if someone's looking back and wants to listen. Not looking, but listening back.
We do record every episode for us to listen to for our enjoyment later, although we never do that. And these recordings will probably come to nothing because our audience is so good live on air.
Yeah, they'll just these will just get lost into the ether, I'm sure.
As all things do.
As all things
like
do.
Daniel? Like my circus?
Steady now, Edgar.
That's why I made Lucy.
Oh, God.
Again, I feel like you're putting a lot of pressure on me, and I feel like that's a little unfair. I am an individual with my own cognitive thoughts.
Exactly.
You're so cute. Right. I mean, is there any other word for it? Cute? Adora? Nope, you're cute.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure everyone has seen the movie Hitchhiker, and if you haven't, you should stop by at the Theater Brothers Theater.
I've seen it. You
absolutely
should. If you get a car or use someone else's car, someone picks you up, I don't care. Come see it.
It's come on down. We'll accept. Actually, I made up this thing last night about some discounts if you're a hitchhiker.
What?
Hitchhiking, you can come on down to the Theater Brothers Theater. It's not really a discount.
Hubert, you understand that that's going to draw a very interesting crowd of people.
Yeah,
it's a movie about a serial killer.
With a lot of cash.
If they're hitchhiking, they don't even have money for a car.
Untraceable cash.
Okay, it is traceable some of the time, especially if they got it from like...
Huber's always seen the angles.
It's just cash, I mean.
Why did you say that?
Yeah, Huber's always seeing the angles there. He's a very clever guy. I think if you, you know, sort of take up this slurpity-slop stuff and bring it into the theater, I think the kids will love it. I think, you know, parents will love it. I think everyone will love it. The ingredients are very simple. You know, all you need is, like, a lot of sugar.
What?
Some, melt.
Yo, we should bring some OJ too. I'm pretty sure that would enhance the
experience. I'm just going to take a little... I'm going to have a sit down.
You should. You sound... How's your... Check your pulse.
Is it good? Is your pulse good? What kind of sugar? Is it cane sugar? Brown sugar? Like, what kind of sugar?
Yeah. Take your fingers, put it between your knee pit. That's where your pulse is.
Yeah, I mean, I was just playing around the commissary here on the army base here in Japan. I just sort of put a lot of things in there. It's very sweet. It's very sweet. It's very colorful. Very bright colors. A lot of artificial things. I got a buddy in the army science division there. They're working on some experiments. I put some of that in there. I don't know.
How long have you been
that
awake?
That sounds troublesome.
I don't know. I think since February.
Well, that gives us more time to play movies, so maybe we should give the customers this and they can just keep watching movies back to back. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's also not like they're ever going to leave the theater. They're going to be too freaked out by the colors they're smelling and all the sounds they're tasting.
Yeah, especially. Yeah,
especially.
Especially.
And they need diapers. Diapers are important in this sort of a situation.
I got one on right now, just in case.
You know what? I think because of the diaper situation, maybe you should work on this recipe a little bit. Dad, I don't think it's necessarily ready just yet.
Well, it's, you know, get in on the ground floor, everybody.
Yeah, I just don't want to mop all these things up. I mean, if I did, I'd probably take a mop and throw it in the real butter, and maybe it'll do its job for itself. But for right now,
gotta,
I don't want to mop that
stop
stuff up.
You gotta stop playing God.
I don't know. This is really good. I feel really good.
Right. Well, we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned for our review of The Hitchhiker. If you haven't seen it, come on down to the Theater Brothers Theater, and we'll gladly accept your money.
That's such a good marketing campaign, Hubert. Your tactics are so good. Do you mind writing down what you're doing there?
Just sure. Hey, right?
I'm not getting ideas. I'm just lucid and licorice. I'm trying to get nods, but I would like the bank account numbers and probably whatever loan officer you have.
I'm not giving you that.
No.
Real Butter Radio Hour, brought to you today by Noir Cola. In golf and tennis clubs, around swimming pools, in locker rooms and baseball parks, wherever people are active this summer, everybody's talking about the invigorating stimulation of Noir Cola. Your life will never be the same. Noir Cola, drink it now.
And we're back on the Real Butter Radio Hour. Thanks for staying tuned, folks.
And we're back! We're back. Yes! Thank you, Hubert, for bringing us in so professionally.
Yep.
Just want everyone to know how professionally Hubert is trying to do this.
Yep, and we're going to start talking.
He cares about it a lot.
We're going to start talking about.
He really does. Dad, are you asleep again?
Hello?
Thad.
What?
Yeah, you should get some shut-eye. You, haven't slept in since, what'd you say, February?
It's so odd. You seem like you have so much energy.
This is your brother, Hubert?
You don't look like my brother.
We're on the phone.
Well, that's not looking
You're still on base. You're on the payphone.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I was looking at these birds outside the window. They're drinking out of this water. This sort of bowl. I guess it's kind of like a...
You know, the same thing.
Wide, it's a wide bowl.
I had things like that happen to me when I tried this slippery slide. How much have you been having, Thad?
You know, I've just been trying out different flavors. So every time I try a new flavor, I drink.
We're going to talk about the Hitchhiker.
Hitchhiker.
That was almost the same time.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I got this little thing. It's from the beginning of the movie. Okay. This is the true story of a man and a gun and a car. The gun belongs to the man. The car might have been yours or that young couple across the aisle. What you will see in the next 70 minutes could have happened to you, for the facts are actual. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, man, that's so scary.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That was a pretty good one.
Terrifying.
You're really good at just taking things and manipulating them.
Or just reading stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he just took it and put it into this, so hopefully we won't get any copyright infringement.
I hope not. I mean, it's just a radio show.
Maybe, if you just
promoting
shut up
the
face.
Movie we're showing.
It's true. Can't ever be too
All right,
careful.
So, this movie just came out here in March to 1953, and directed by Ida Lupino, who also co-wrote the screenplay with her husband, Collier Young, and the two of them also produced it with their production company, the Filmmakers Incorporated.
What?
It was
co-produced
and distributed by RKO Radio Pictures.
A woman made this movie?
A woman did, well, I mean, not solely her, but
she,
yes.
But a very successful female director. She used to be an actress. She was an actress for quite a while.
Yeah.
She just got sort of frustrated in that scenario.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, Ida Lupino's got a career on her, man. She's been all over the place. Last few years, she's been making pretty profitable movies.
Pretty profitable, indeed. Mm. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Is this her? This is her fourth picture, I believe.
This is her fourth, and I would say her best.
Not Wanted, Never Fear, and Outrage.
Yeah. Never Fear was what was the first one? Not Wanted.
Not Wanted.
Yeah, that was the that was the ballerina with polio, right? The dancing with polio. Outrage, I believe, was the pregnancy one.
Right.
Yeah.
When did she start doing this?
Oh, well, this is very interesting. She started a career at 14 years old from an acting dynasty from England. She gets into film through Paramount and they want her to be a blonde, but she says nah. And she goes through whatever films they do on the contract until she works with Humphrey Bogart and High Sierra. We all love High Sierra. We all love Humphrey Bogart. She did not. She didn't like that guy. And so they put her aside, they put her on the bench. And they said, you just not make any movies for us while you're gonna act like that little lady.
Well, you know, you can't have ideas.
You can't have ideas, that's right, Lucy. Okay. Absolutely. So you know what she does instead? She gets an idea. She decides to go behind the scenes and start watching everybody do things. Watching everybody work cameras and how the director does stuff and how the producers do things. How the writer...
Sounds like a good idea. I mean, I would never.
You would never. She would
she's
never.
She's a licorice.
Anyway, she decides, I'm done with Paramount. And she goes over to Warner Brothers. She dyes her hair. No, I'm sorry. She's done dyeing her hair. She's a natural brunette. So she goes over to Warner Brothers. She starts playing femme fatales in those film noirs, you know? And then in 1949, she makes her first movie. And guess what? First movie any woman has made since 1943.
Wow, that was not a good year.
Oh, man. And I got to tell you, women like built Hollywood. There were women directors before, but like we haven't had one in a long time. And she's been bringing movies in under budget, on time. Authenticity is totally her bag. She likes these extreme themes. And film noir seems to be her area.
She's bringing in the crowds.
What I find very interesting is her last three films were all about the women going through high, intense situations that affect their mental stability. And this one seems to be an all-male movie, not a woman in sight.
Yeah, I don't think I saw a single one.
Yeah, a lot of contradictions in this movie of basic film noir ideas.
Well, there was one at the start, wasn't there?
A woman?
Yeah, was it a couple?
Well, we only saw a purse and some hands and a leg stuff. We didn't see the real woman. She was dead.
Right.
Yeah, this guy, whoever he was inspired by a real person, man. This actor in this movie, really good. Really good performance.
Yeah, his eye was really
creepy. The opening of this movie is quite chilling, I find. You kind of see this stranger hitchhiking. You only see him from kind of either his feet, or then sometimes you see him from kind of like chest down, standing by the side of the road.
That's
a couple people pick him up. Oh, you know, he murders him kind of off camera, but it's just like relentless. He kills one guy, then he kills a couple, and like... You know, and there's a cop kind of looking around at the crime scene. You're like, oh, my God. And then you meet your two protagonists here, Gil and Roy. And they're just two guys. They're two buddies. They're going out on a trip.
Fishing trip.
A fishing trip.
Very boring trip.
Just having a nice time. They're just two regular Joes. These aren't like chiseled looking movie stars here. These are just two fellas, you know, very easy to relate to. And then you see the feet standing by the side of the road. There's the hitchhiker. And oh, my gosh. You're screaming at the movie theater, don't pick him up.
You know, that's so funny you say that, because that's exactly something Lupino has fought for. She made this production company with her ex-husband, is now running it with her new husband, and it is absolutely authenticity, non-Hollywood actors, cheap filmmaking, doing as much as you can with very little, and that is exactly why this movie works so well. Few sets, very simple cinematography for putting them in the room, but the style is still there. Like, most film noirs are dark. Huge amounts of this film are shot in the desert where there's just barren wasteland, which in itself is almost as helpless as being trapped in the dark. A lot of interesting decisions here, but all with the game of being authentic. In fact, I believe she spoke to both the person this movie is based off, Willie Cook, the psychopath that went on a rampage, and the people who survived him, the last two hunters that he picked up. And she was really going for a real-life feel here, getting in the mental state of these two guys.
She went to San Quentin. She went to the jail where the Mr. Collins was being held, the killer.
San Quentin's in jail.
She asked him why he did what he did, and he said, quote, I hate everybody's guts and everybody hates mine.
So not only does this woman write and direct and produce her own film, she's got an investigatory attitude, and she could be a journalist if she wanted to.
Yeah.
I feel like women can do anything.
They can.
They can't.
Hey, Hubert, I don't want her to go.
She's a licorice.
I don't want her to go.
She's a licorice.
What does that mean?
You're a licorice. You are. You
but
are.
There's a disdain in your voice when you say that.
You are legitimately a piece of candy.
Yeah. Oh, that's your piece of meat. If you about to say so myself.
Well, you're not wrong.
I'm not getting ideas.
You say that, but
okay,
it sounds like.
Okay. Can I see your books and how you actually set up this whole theater? I'm really interested.
Maybe later.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Maybe later.
It'll be your idea when it happens.
Okay.
Of course it will. That's how you stroke a man's ego and make him feel like it's his idea.
No, you're just making me uncomfortable.
Well, that's part of it too.
Is it?
A woman in the room try to command some sense
you're
of control,
a licorice.
Making a man
you're a licorice.
Uncomfortable. Sounds about right to me.
Okay, you guys, stop. Okay, just calm down here. Okay.
I'm calm.
Okay.
Dad,
okay.
What did you think about this movie?
It's a great movie. It's not glamorous. It's a real slow burn. You got to get kind of, you know, into the vibe, if you will. And then the tension just starts building up, and you feel so bad for these guys. They're trapped in this car with this crazy man, Emmett Myers, played by William Tellman. Perfect casting.
He's very good. He's very good in this. In fact, all three guys are very good in this, but he particularly is unconscionable. He has no moral compass. He is enjoying the experience of torturing these two gentlemen.
He's a walking gun.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, at first I'm thinking, why isn't he killing them right away like he did with everyone else? And it's just because that's just the mood that strikes him. He's a psychopath. You know, he wants to play around, see what they do. He likes seeing them uncomfortable with the gun on them and stuff. I think it really shows what it would be like to be trapped in a car with a psychopath. And he, like you're saying about the authenticity, he doesn't come off like a Jimmy Cagney kind of gangster or anything. This feels like a really uncomfortable, real guy that you might be stuck with.
Now I'm the U.S. Marshal. The soft drinks I am partial.
And this popcorn's good.
I say it be. You like them, lick them, ice cream, and this ice cream, very nice cream.
You buy them,
and you try them,
and you see. Now it's time for intermission, so let's all hit the trail and gather around the sweet bar where these goodies are on sale.
I think the one thing, I gotta be honest, when I first watched this, I didn't like it, mostly. I thought the beginning was very film noir. You could see those legs, and he was doing stuff, and I was like, give him an Oscar for great leg acting, great feet acting, big fan. Good shadows, depths when he's in the car, you don't see his face when he comes up, big spotlight on his face. And then the middle happened, and it was a lot of driving around.
It's about 30 minutes of the same thing happening. Pretty repetitive.
He's in the car, he talks, they get out of the car, they get back in, they camp, they get back in a car, you see them drive. It's that way for 30 minutes, and I was kind of like, can we get past this? And then they get out of the car. They finally get out of the car. Then they're walking through the desert. Then things are getting interesting. They meet some people. They got some problems. And then the last 10 minutes happened, and it got me right back in. And one of the things that absolutely got me is throughout the film, I was like, these two guys can absolutely take this man in so many situations. Two against one. So many options. Yeah. So many times. When they're sitting there talking to the Mexican guy who could speak English, and the guy's just standing behind him with his gun in his coat, with his hand in his coat, reaching for the gun, and the other guy's sitting in front of him, all he has to do is swing his arm out to the right. He will pound that man in his groin, and I guarantee you the two of them could tackle him. The three of them could tackle him then.
Probably.
He would be done. So many opportunities. It was annoying me until they got to the beach, and the guy was like, you two have had so many opportunities, but you cared about each other. And then you got tired and you got weak. And I was like, thank you, movie. Thank you for finally saying what's going on in my head. And then they get to the dock, and then you get the really cool night shots with the lights. And then he looks down the dock, and you get this kind of German expressionism shot. I loved it.
Very
big fan of the
shot.
Last 10 minutes. Won me over. Doing research on Ida Lupino and who she was, I started to understand what she was going for, what was really the film trying to do. There was no melodrama. There was no moment where the guys are like, when am I going to get home to my wife and
very
kids?
Bare bones.
There were no sweeping violins when it happens. The only outburst from either two of the men happens right after Myers says that, and then Collins just snaps at him, like, hardcore, and it's the only bit of emotion you get, and it's because they're trying to keep it reserved. They're trying not to reveal anything about themselves to this guy who's obviously manipulating and mastering this entire situation. And the more I thought about it, the more I absolutely started to get into it.
I heard she was definitely influenced by the Italian neorealists, like De Sica and Rossellini.
400 blows, all that stuff. I agree. You know, that's sort of there for sure. Authenticity, yeah. But it's mostly because her budgets are so low, and she's producing these nice, cheap potboiler thrillers.
Nice and
it's
cheap.
The kind of
like, yeah, but they're not, you know, you're not melodramatic. Like you say, I do. There was one moment where Roy, played by Edmund O'Brien, they were in that store in Mexico, and you know, there's a little girl there, and you see the way he looks at her, and I think the subtext is very good there. It's like he's missing his own children, and while he doesn't talk about his family, he does say he has kids, and then, like, he sees the girl kind of bugging the psycho, and he gets her out of the way and hugs her, as though it's his own child for a moment, you know?
I thought that was a really nice bit of subtext. That's excellent. That is, I never thought about that, and that is absolutely telling the story through the camera. If there's anything that I didn't notice the first time around because I was too busy hoping to find some kind of flourishy, flashy, you know, very noticeable mise-en-scene, I was taken aback by the sparsity of it and the simplicity of it.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah,
I see what you're saying. Hey, what's your opinion of this film?
Well,
anything stick out for you?
Not much, to be honest with you. I saw it once, and that was enough, so I ran right up back upstairs, and I cut 20 minutes out of that film. So I have the director's cut, and I have the Theater Brothers Theater's cut, and that one
That's
is doing really well.
It is short,
but we're raking in a lot more people.
We do get more show times, yeah, for a 50-minute film.
And with, you know, an audience of 50 each time at minimum,
yeah,
that adds up pretty quickly.
Gotta be honest, as much as I appreciate that film, I don't think we missed anything.
Yeah, you really didn't. No one's noticed.
I'll tell you, I wasn't bothered so much by the middle as I was. I really didn't find it necessary for them to suddenly cut to the American policeman talking with the Mexican policeman, like the higher up guys. And I don't know where they got that. The American police guy just like such a generic TV detective, like, well, here's what we should do.
I think it's because they want to explain certain things that after that scene, they never bring that guy back. It's actually a Mexican cop that goes around and solves everything. It's a Mexican cop.
Yeah, I like that Mexican cop. I think that added to the authenticity because he wasn't played for stereotype or anything. Like, he's pretty sharp. He's on the case and he solves it. He gets them.
There is a stereotype in this film, but it's not that guy.
I mean, but it's better than a lot of movies that are coming out these days in that regard.
Oh, you sound such a good movie. I feel like I should go see it later. I can learn some things about
Just be careful.
Anna Lupino, she sounds like such a smart woman. I feel inspired.
No, I gotta admit, I mean, I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed the Theater Brothers theater cut more than the director's cut.
Yeah, because you cut it.
Exactly.
So you feel like it slowed down a little bit in the middle.
It slowed down and I
picked up at the end.
Yeah, I made a mess because about 20 minutes into that whole sequence of just them doing the same thing, I drove my head through a piece of drywall.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to clean it up.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about the movie, The Hitchhiker.
Right, yeah, after I hit
Yeah,
my head,
highly recommend it. For those
weird fans
of crime films out there, I think this one's definitely in the more of the authentic kind of grim reality of crime.
I would 100% agree, and come on down and see the Theater Brothers Theater Cut.
It's a hit. People are coming. There's people coming in more than one showing in a day. I've seen a couple, and
really?
I gotta say, I don't think we need to tell people to see this. It's raking in the dough. It's a big, based on a true story, the guy just got executed, so, you know, it's
Yeah, he did,
hitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Executed by the gas chamber.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I gotta say, if you're looking for something that's more subtle, that's a little bit more personal, that it tries to attack things from a more reasonable, realistic perspective in your film, like that neo-realism Italian in your film noirs, this isn't like a normal one to me.
Wasn't this movie was in color, and it was in 3D.
This movie?
I felt all the textures, man.
I think, were you drinking Slurpity Slop during the time you watched this?
Of course I was. I've been drinking nothing else.
I think that explains it. I'm going to drink more Slurpity Slop and watch it again.
No, I think you did not.
Edmund O'Brien just like leaned out of the theater and adjusted my collar for me.
Oh my gosh.
That's someone interacted with
you. I really think you guys shouldn't drink this stuff anymore.
Thank you. Stay tuned on our next segment. We got Edgar asking the crowd what they think about the movie.
It's a new segment. We're gonna interview the audience about the theater and the movie that they just watched that we're promoting right now. Hitchhiker. But before we do that, anybody got any ratings?
Well, I think my cut's way better.
Oh my gosh, are you okay with that?
Are you upchucking?
Oh my gosh.
Come
oh
on, Dad. Come on.
Dad. You are probably... This isn't healthy for you.
The movie was great, and go
watch
it.
You should stop drinking the Slurpity Slop. You should take a break and then send it my way.
Thad, are you going to rate it? You going to rate the movie? Just rate the movie, Thad, so we can move on.
I'm going to give it 3.5 stars. Solid, solid crime picture. Probably not for everybody. A little bit on the slower pacing, but it's to my taste. I like the more realistic, the more edgy, the more kind of paced out and not melodramatic kind of storylines, but and for the performances, I thought especially William Talman as the killer, amazing, very authentic in his lazy eye.
He's got a Lee J. Cobb vibe about him.
Mm, mm.
I would agree.
Lee J. Cobb is great. Lee J. Cobb was in that film noir when he was a cop, fell in love with a woman, she kills a man, he gets her off, and then he busts her path. Oh, that came out years ago.
Oh.
Like a year ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what would you rate this movie?
The Dark Past, 1948?
Yeah, I love it. Wait, no, maybe not. I don't know, but it was really good. I don't remember the name, but it was really good. I suggest
it's got William Holden?
No. This is just, Lee J. Cobb is the only one that I remember in it. Holden wasn't.
It's just a one-man show.
No, but he's just the only male star that I remember watching it in. But it was very good. I really wish I could remember. Anyway.
The Fighter? Johnny O'Clock, 1947?
No. I would say for The Hitchhiker, though, I'd give it a 3.5. A 3.5. It was a 3, and then I was like, once I understand where this director was coming from, the way she wanted to change things, the people she's inspiring, I'll give it a 3.5.
Well, I would give the movie a 1, but if you haven't seen it, it's a 5, and you should definitely come down to Theater Brothers Theater and go watch it.
Oh yeah, I probably should have said that to make more people come. Oh well, that'd be a lie.
Well, stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
I'd be lying like Hubert lies.
What are you talking about? I don't lie.
Just lied right now. You didn't think that was a 5. You thought it was a 6, right?
Yeah.
Come on down.
Good scene. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. This is Albert. Albert and the Jazz Quartet. I got my friends here. Most prominently, you're gonna hear a song by me and my drummer. This is my drummer Vincent.
Yeah.
Hey, Vincent, you good?
Yeah.
Are the levels good?
Levels good.
Okay. So we're just gonna take it away. We're gonna. I'm very nervous. Our first recording, and I really hope you enjoy it, sir.
Thank you.
I like the levels, Vincent. I like it. I'm out on the road again, it's so cold, and I'm without a friend, stick my thumb out, but nobody's bold enough to take me out onto the road. I'm hitchhiking, that I don't know where I'm going. I do not care how you get me there, via bus, car, truck, or carriage. The positive vibes that you're sending set me off on an open road ending. Though my broken heart is bending, I've set out on an open road ending. Though I see that doom is impending, I'm heading out on an open road ending. You feel that beat, yo, it's unrelenting. I'm heading out on an open road ending. That's time. I swear, but I don't really care. I say things all the time. This time, this rhyme, they'll pay no mind. This is jazz. I can zip, I can spaz. Shoulda zigged, shoulda zagged. Shoulda beep da beep da beep da beep da ba dee da. Hitchhiking, yeah, I bleed up. Oops, while I'm hitchhiking, I just killed a man.
What are you guys talking about in here, huh?
I'm sorry. I was...
What?
Was it...
What?
I thought you would like it. I'm sorry.
Like what? Talking about murder, son. Murder!
Sorry,
get out of here!
I'm sorry.
Get out of my studio!
Scatter! Scatter!
Go! Get out of here!
Scatter!
Real Butter Radio Hour, brought to you today by Noir Cola.
Well, I'm off to work, Judy.
Are you all right, Fred?
To be honest, I'm feeling kind of low and turned out, dear.
Take a few bottles of these with you, darling. It's the most refreshing drink there is. Noir Cola.
What? That sounds terrific, dear. I'll see you later.
Hello?
Good morning, Judy.
Oh, hello, Betty.
What's that smell? Are you making your award-winning rhubarb pie?
Why, yes I am, Betty.
It smells delicious, as always. You must let me look at your recipe.
Oh, you know that's top secret, Betty. Excuse me, I'm just gonna pop open a bottle of Noir Cola.
You go right ahead, dear. Now, about that recipe.
Maybe they have quiz. Who knows?
Maybe.
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 You're just stealing my joke.
It's not as adorable as
my joke.
It's not as good, I admit.
Thank you.
You understand.
No, I'll play it. Shut up.
Social media manager for the Real Butter Buttercast. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr for more behind-the-scenes shenanigans. You can be a big-time Hollywood podcast producer for as little as 99 cents a month. Just go to our anchor.fm page and click the support button. And remember to subscribe, like, and review the Buttercast. 5 stars reviews only.
Poppy, what are you doing?
Oopsies.
Come on. We have to get back to the show, dude. Let's go.
Coming! 5 stars or else.
Poppy!
What?
Real Butter.
We are back. We are doing a new segment time.
Radio Hour.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. I'm very excited about this new segment. We do not have a...
This segment is... Interview...
Radio Hour...
Interview...
Power Talks with guests
who've
seen
say?
The film.
So we're going to interview people.
It's the working title.
We're going to interview people, see what they think about the Hitchhiker movie.
Yep.
It'll be real nice. Get a lot of good folks here. You'll get a good taste of how awesome...
People on the street.
Yeah, it's a great film.
We know that. We're asking people on the street questions.
No, Edgar, the thing is, you gotta seed this information.
Edgar on the street!
You gotta seed the information so people will automatically assume...
The information's been seeded by the fact that they're walking out of the movie they just watched. We're just asking them about it.
People listening. Listening to the people who talk about the movie.
That they should see.
Yes.
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 We're talking to people about the movie The Hitchhiker, fans. Listeners, get on with it.
All right, so...
Pay attention.
We're on the move now.
I shouldn't hold their hand.
No, don't hold their hand. Don't touch
them. I don't want to hold their hand.
Are you touching them?
No, it's a radio show. I'm not touching them. I'm touching them emotionally with my heart.
Yes, it's a radio show, but we go to the auditorium when it...
No, I don't touch the audience.
All right, folks, let's go to auditorium. What's the one that's coming out? Is it 12 or 12?
It's theater 12. All
right,
right, you ask the first question, you go ahead.
All right, so,
after these rules.
You should have timed this a little better.
No worries. They're coming out right now.
All right. Hey, sir, would you mind coming over here?
Yes.
Manager of the Theater Brothers Theater here.
Thank you. Oh, I got a lovely theater.
What did you think about the movie?
I loved it. It was very good, very intense. Coming back from the war myself, I understand what it's like to be in a stressful situation. And my wife enjoyed it as well. We're going to have a good night. Thank you, sir.
Of course. Does your wife want to say anything, or? Okay.
She's very frightened by the film. Very shocking. Shocking to see the man lose the gun and have a fist fight. She's a little screamy.
You said you brought your kids? Oh my god, this is not... Well, you paid for the kids, right?
I did. No. We gotta go, honey!
Okay, you, sir! Hey, I'm gonna ask a question now. Hubert, come down. I'm gonna talk to the guy right here. Hey, sir, what is your name?
How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing good. What is your name, sir?
Hey, you guys got really good popcorn, man.
Thank you. Wow, we use a lot of interesting techniques. We have a butter that's really good in there. It's not real butter. That stuff's something else. Anyway, sir, what's your name? You still have not told me your name.
You know, it's not really important. You can call me Philly.
That's your name? Is that your real name?
You can call me Philly.
I guess I'm going to have to call you Philly. Philly what? Philly, can I get a last name, Philly?
Fry.
Philly Fries?
Philly Fry, yeah.
Philly Fries. Is like fries in an electric chair?
There's no S.
That's just Philly Fry.
Yeah, I don't want Fry.
Okay, so Philly Fries over here. What did you think of the movie?
This popcorn's good.
Okay, I didn't ask you about the popcorn. Thank you. People try out popcorn. It's very good popcorn. God, thank you very much.
Been having it all week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, really so I'm going to take this popcorn for a second. Answer my question. What? You have to let the phone cake. Oh, my gosh. You are... Why are you looking at your hands? They are so dirty. Have you showered at all?
No, I've been on the go watching this movie.
What do you mean on the go?
Well, trying out popcorn and sucking my teeth.
Yeah, I can tell. Oh, my gosh. You just... Thank you for coming and enjoying such good popcorn that gets stuck in your teeth, sir. Could you please tell me how that movie is?
I gotta say, I'm a big fan. It's one of those movies where you can't top it. So what I've been doing is I've been going out. Man, it's good porn.
I can't. Just finish the sentence and I'll give it to you back.
All right.
Give it back.
I've been going out. Any movie theater I see, I've just been hitchhiking, you see.
Oh, my God.
I've been seeing this movie. And I gotta say, the director's cut is pretty good. But the Theater Brothers Theater's cut, now that's pretty good.
So you can catch more showings in a day?
I can.
And see it more times, give us more money.
Yeah, I got plenty of quarters.
So you're paying for tickets and quarters, and you come to see these movies, you're jingle-jangling around. I have heard the audience, some people come out and complain about a jingle-jangling guy around here, but that's you, you're paying us money, I got it, you're paying for the one,
yeah.
And you enjoy the movie, you enjoy it.
Oh, it's good.
Okay.
I'm learning a lot.
You're hitchhiking around. Why don't you go here? Oh, my gosh. What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Take your popcorn. Get out of here.
Thanks.
Okay, you enjoyed the popcorn. Thank you. All right, you would ask somebody else. This guy's creeping me out.
All right. Hey, guy, come here. Manager of the Theater Brothers Theater here.
Yeah?
We're interviewing people what they think about the new Hitchhiker movie. You're live on the radio.
All righty then.
So what'd you think, sir?
Of the film?
Of the
film?
Yep, the
big fan. Big fan. Gotta say. Big fan of film noir, and I was a big fan of it. The three gentlemen in there, great acting. There's a man in the theater jingle-jangling around, not a big fan.
Well, he's a paying customer, so...
Oh, God, well, I don't say anything. We're all enjoying the film.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, oh, another
What was your name?
Oh, my name?
Yeah.
My name is Albert.
And that was Albert. Thank you, Albert.
Albert in camp.
Thank you, Albert.
Okay. No more, nothing
thank,
else?
Thank you, Albert.
Gotta say, great
that's
movie. Great movie. Hey, wait, are you single?
Oh.
All right, the answer to the phone call. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to another customer here. Not a big fan coming out of his second. You say, oh my God, it's you again.
Hi, Don.
Okay, Philly, did you go back into the theater? Did you forget something? Is that why you're back in line to talk to us?
There's a line.
There's a lot of people waiting there for us to interview. They're waiting for you to be done and talk about the movie. You already mentioned you like the movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty. You said you learned some things from it. I don't want to go back. I want to trail back to that question. What does that mean?
Well, you see, when you ask someone, God, this is good popcorn.
God, just give me the popcorn again. Jesus.
When you ask someone, you see, if you can get a lift, there's a certain way to do it. You can't just simply stick your thumb out and hope for the best. You gotta look non-threatening, you know? You gotta make it seem like you're someone that they can trust.
For what reason?
And that's... Man, it's good popcorn.
Yeah, I know it's good popcorn. I make the popcorn.
Ah, and that's how you get them, you see. That's how you get to them. That's how you get in the car. Okay? How do you think I've been going around the entire United States of America?
Yeah, you're not charming at all. You must convince them somehow. You got some kind of, threatening angle here or something?
Just a pocket full of quarters.
Okay.
Got my popcorn, Mike, please.
Hey, just, don't get out of here, all right? I get it. You like the movie. You're learning stuff. You're creeping people out. You're getting rides. Now, I mean, where are the people getting? Like, how does it work out? How do you end up? Do they thank you? What's going on here? How does this thing work?
They don't thank me.
Okay. they're thankful that you're gone.
Sure.
I understand the feeling. All right, Hubert, next person. I'm not talking to this guy anymore.
What? I'm still on the phone.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. I can't. Look,
Phil, why don't you just leave out of my eye line? Get out of here. I'm going to talk to the next person in line here. I'm going to turn around after you leave.
Okay.
And you are out of my sight, sir. All right. Please. All right. You're leaving. Thank you.
Yeah.
Turn that corner. All right, gosh. Okay, folks on the radio, I'm sorry for having to talk to that guy twice. I know he's creepy. I know he's weird. I'm going to turn around to the next person. It's going to be so brand new and fantastic. Sir, how did you... God dang it!
Do you know where the bathroom is? Sorry.
Okay, you know, if you've been here so often today, you have to know where the bathroom is, right?
No.
Oh, God! What does that mean? So, God, that's why it's so bad in there. But the movie's so good, we're still filling seats, guys. Come on down. Philly! Even though you've seen this movie 3 or 4 times, why don't you tell us something that none of us would see in one time of viewing? You've seen it so much, you're a big fan of it. Why don't you just tell us, what's your favorite scene? How is it when the killer got his comeuppance and he, you know, the good guys won in the end?
No, I really like the... God, this is good popcorn.
God, just get a popcorn!
All right.
The radio, people want to hear you. Oh, God, you, again, have not showered in days. Do not...
You don't know that.
Oh, I can tell.
Oh, man, you know, I think the best part was that night scene, real dark, you know, and he's got these guys laying on the floor, and they can't do nothing, they can't even sleep, you see, they're so scared, and this guy's playing with them, you see, he tells him he's got a lazy eye, so he can't close his eye, and that got me thinking, you don't need sleep.
What?
You don't really need sleep, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you don't have sleep, you go insane.
I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, gosh, okay, so take your popcorn. Get out of here, you're freaking me out, all right?
I mean, you asked me about the movie, I just want to know where the bathroom is. Never mind.
You're freaking me out, sir. Wait a second. What are you drinking? Did you get that from... Let me see that. This is Slurpity Slop. How did you get some of the Slurpity Slop? We ain't selling this yet. It's not even patented. We don't have an FDA.
Well, I was looking for the bathroom, and then I found this other room with a bunch of nice nectar in it. You see this nectar?
Oh, gosh, no.
This nectar just puts you somewhere else.
Oh, God.
This stuff makes you watch movies like nothing else.
Oh, Thad's gonna be real angry, but mostly you drink all of mine. That's gotta be mine, unless I say it's Hubert, and I still get to keep my badge. Anyway, dude, oh, gosh. Oh, man. How much did you have?
I don't know. About 5 movies worth.
Oh my gosh, and that size of a cup? That's not a cup, that's a popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
That's a large popcorn bucket.
Yeah, it was a whole quarter.
Oh my gosh, okay. Can I ask you something? How many colors can you see as I move my fingers and hand?
27.
That's about 15 more than you should be seeing after 5. Oh gosh, okay. All right,
Wait. 28. No, it's 27, never mind.
Take your popcorn, get at it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Get out of here. I'm not asking you about the movie anymore.
I'll see you later.
Okay, no, don't. I don't want to.
All right, thanks, Edgar. I'm back.
You are the...
Well, looks like our time's up, so thanks for listening.
This was your segment, you son of a...
And we'll be right back. After the break.
Butter Radio Hour, brought to you today by Noir Cola. You can enjoy Noir Cola at work for a quick afternoon pick-me-up. Oh, hello, Elmer. Come on in. Well, thanks, Fred. Listen, we just got our quarterly report, and I hate to say it, but you haven't been bringing in as many policies as the other fellas. Well, gosh, Elmer, I guess I've just had a bum streak of luck lately. Say, do you mind if I pop open a refreshing Noir Cola? Not at all, Fred. So I understand you've been at the Pacific All Risk Insurance Company for 20 years now, and we really appreciate everything you've done.
Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, there at home, this is Thaddeus Theater welcoming you to a new episode of You Bet Your Butter, the ultimate quiz show sponsored by the Theater Brothers Theater, home of the Slurpee Slop, maybe,
hey.
But definitely home of, who's that?
It's Edgar, I'm just saying, you know, don't market that yet. I mean, I kind of want to have some more, just save some for us first, it's, you know, before you go tell other people about this great thing that you and I have, we should, you know, keep it on down low, yeah. Okay?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so this is Thaddeus Theater, as I said, and my little brother Edgar is going to help me out in the show tonight. And,
Hey, calm down, Dad. I got all the boots and boots ready. I got some calls coming in. They're going to come in good and strong here. There's nothing's going to get out of way.
All right.
Okay, calm down.
So, who's going to be our first contestant on You Bet Your Butter today? Hello.
Hello, my name is Frank, and I am here to do the quiz on your radio show, my favorite radio show is on the air.
Okay, well, we got our first contestant, Mr. Frank. Mr. Frank, you're our first contestant on You Bet Your Butter, and we're gonna get another phone call in. We're gonna get another caller in.
It's calm down. The phone will ring on itself. You can't just force it to ring when you ring. Oh, it did ring when you rang.
Okay.
Are you this guy sounds familiar.
No, it's Philly.
Were you the Philly from outside a second ago? We just interviewed you.
Philly Fries.
Are you in the people outside right now?
No, yes.
Oh, Philly. Anyway, Philly, you're calling in. You must be a fan. You've seen the same movie twice in our theater.
More than twice, and more than just this theater. But I gotta say, I'm more
than
a fan.
That's right, you are checking from theater to theater to see the Hitchhiker, am I right?
Oh, you're right. You're so right.
So, Dad, get ready. Tell them what they're gonna do.
Yeah, what's going on?
All right. Hold on a second. So that's Philly. So, Frank, tell us about yourself, huh?
Well, I'm a simple man. I got a family, a wife, kids, a dog.
What do you mean, Frank?
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna.
No, tell me.
Say that. No, I live around the United States.
How many kids you got?
I got three kids in the nuclear family, as they say.
Oh.
And I'm a businessman. I work in a bank.
The best kind.
Yo. Got a good life.
Well, you gentlemen will be playing for a fantastic prize this week.
All right. Well, what's the prize?
Here's a prize.
That's an excellent question. I'm glad you asked.
Usually it's a stupid
But thing. First, we're going to have round one, a little bit of 1953. That's a little bit of current events. From this year of our Lord.
Oh, I don't really pay attention to the news.
I don't even know.
Well, you're
I'm
in trouble,
for.
Mister. I think Frank may come out the winner here, but let's not lay any bets just yet.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right, just break into it, all right? These guys are... break into it, all right? They got it. You know what I'm talking about. I'm on jazz, too.
Let's go back to January, when unfortunately we saw the passing of a country music singer-songwriter who died in the backseat of his car. And was that country singer-songwriter Little Jimmy Dickens, Eddie Arnold, Ernest Tubb, or Hank Williams?
I don't know his name. I just remember there's a lot of blood.
Oh my God. Oh, jeez. I'm pretty sure it was Hank Williams.
I see.
That's correct. Frank gets one point.
He does get one point.
You hitchhiked a lot. How did you know what happened to Hank?
I don't know.
Next question.
That's right. Hank Williams, the great singer-songwriter who wrote such great hits as I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry and I Saw the Light, Lovesick Blues, and Lost Highway. That's one for you there, Filler. Philly. Highway, huh?
Yeah, I cried once.
Okay. Very good. All right, January 5th of this year, so the premiere in France of a new play called, maybe I won't say, but it's by an Irish playwright called Samuel Beckett. What is this new play, The Crucible, Waiting for Godot, or, The Tempest?
I don't really know. Isn't life just one giant play?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's Waiting for Godot.
That's correct. Another point for Frank.
Good for you, Frank.
Oh, God, you seem pretty...
Pretty what? I'm almost out of quarters, so...
Well, I think...
This payphone's really expensive.
I appreciate your positive affirmations, Philly. I was listening
March of this year, we saw the very first Academy Awards, which were not the first, obviously. They were the 25th Academy Awards, but they were the first to be presented in this fashion. How were the 25th Academy Awards different than all previous 24 Academy Awards ceremonies?
I believe, if you will let me answer, is that all right with you, Philly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you see, this is more of a grunt. I don't know how I'm going to take that as a yes.
Sorry, I was writing something down.
Oh, God, I hope it wasn't my list of favorites or anything about me.
No, that's too easy.
Okay. I'm going to go with, they filmed it and put it live on television.
That's right, they did the 25th Academy Award for the first to be shown on television.
I do see it.
Congratulations, yeah. Frank. Congrats.
And
thank
in fact,
you, really?
Does anybody know which motion picture won Best Picture of the Year?
In what year?
It's a picture we talked about here on the show, on the Real Butter Radio Hour, in a previous episode.
And what year was that again?
These are films from 1952 that this year, 1953, were presented as... What am I saying?
Your
options are... So these were all the options for Best Motion Picture.
Okay.
It was High Noon, directed by Stanley Kramer.
Uh-huh.
Ivanhoe, directed by Pandro S. Berman.
What'd you call me?
Moulin Rouge, directed by John Huston. The Quiet Man, directed by John Ford.
Uh-huh.
And The Greatest Show on Earth, directed by Cecil B. DeMille.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember that. I remember your episode. I remember that movie. It was a big old hit. You had a circus in your theater.
I remember that.
Uh-huh.
A man got mauled.
Lots of cats and lots of clowns.
Yeah.
Lots of cat
and your final answer is?
And a man got mauled.
I'm going to go with cat clowns.
Greatest Show on Earth.
Cat clowns.
The Greatest Show on Earth is correct. So
huzzah!
That's 4 points for Frank.
I mean, I said it, but...
You did not. You said it. You said something else about cats and clowns.
Yeah, it was that movie.
Oh.
I'm running out of quarters here. Can we maybe speed this process up?
All right, Philly. You are a nice guy. I appreciate the speedy way which you do business.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Will,
need anyone?
I'm not feeling so good. Okay. So, in February, Walt Disney Studios released a new animated feature.
It's true.
Do you know what that feature was called? It features a features.
Features.
Yeah, it's got a magical island. It's got a pirate in it.
Island.
It's got a boy who can fly.
Oh, I know this movie.
Yeah.
My children loved it.
I know this movie because your children love it.
Oh my God!
Well, it's one of that Peter Pan thing. Right?
Oh, that's a point for Philly.
Peter Pan. That's right.
Well, here we are. It's currently 4-1 here on the Real Butter.
You'll catch up, Frank. You'll catch up.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I feel like you should win.
I think I am.
I feel like maybe I should just hand the phone over to someone else if this gets too out of line.
No, stay.
Okay.
Stay.
Okay.
All right. So, my next question, a little bit of politics here. This year, 1953, we elected a new president, our 34th. And, Who was the president this year?
Again, I don't really pay attention to stuff like that. I've got better things to
multiple
do.
Multiple choice would be good again, but if I was just going to guess, I'd probably say...
Multiple choice.
Hoover!
The answer is Dwight D. Eisenhower.
I mean, I thought that man was a chef. Chef Boyer Eisenhower.
Frank. What's your middle name, Frank?
My middle name is Twilliger.
Twilliger? How do you spell that?
T.R. Williger.
Oh, Trilliger.
Yeah, but it's a silent E sort of a thing. You just sort of say it when it's Terwilliger.
Why don't you say your last name was?
Terwilliger.
All right, so your name is?
Terwilliger.
Frank Terwilliger.
Yeah, you got it.
Thanks, Frank.
Most people screw it up, Philly.
I won't screw it up.
Well, I have lost track of how many points anybody has.
You sound haggard. You sound scraggly. You sound like something
going
on with you.
I'm kind of tired right now. So, can you guys just remind me who's ahead here?
I'm in the lead.
You are not in the lead.
All right, very good, sir. And your name is?
Correctly. You know what? I can't stand this anymore. I think I'm just going to put this phone down. I'm in public right now. I did this for fun.
It's right, Frank.
I feel threatened by Philly. I feel like Thad don't give a... I don't even know what I'm playing for. That's it. I'm putting this phone down.
I'll see you soon.
Put this phone down.
I'll see you real soon, Frank.
That's too bad.
So I won.
I see someone that moved.
Hello? Hello?
Oh. Wait, who's that?
Hello?
Oh, no.
Hello?
Not you again.
Who's this? Is this who I think it is?
Yeah, is this who I think it is? Is this the grandma again?
Is this the Theater Brothers Theater Queen Show?
You don't have time for this. I gotta.
You are
it's
not
Grandma! I'm back, baby! I'm gonna win!
Oh.
Come on, ask me a question!
should I beat this filly fool anytime?
Where are you, Grandma?
I am exactly where you don't want me to be, in your head.
Hey, did you see a Frank walk past you?
No, Frank is in the back crying.
Oh, where are you?
Oh, I'm not telling you. I know your tricky ways, Philly. I've been listening to the show, and you are a bad man.
Bad man?
Bad man.
Is that what they're calling me?
You're certainly not a good man.
That's for sure.
I ain't even known you ride. You ain't hitchhiking, no hitchhiker with me.
That's all right.
Okay, then. Grandma's back in the game, baby.
For now.
And I'm taking over Frank's points, and I know he's in the lead. You can't lie to me, Philly. I'm a woman, and woman indeed. Philly, you lose big to Grandma, just like everybody. Grandma's back in the game.
I think Frank lost. I think Frank lost.
Well, you get free movie tickets. You can both just swing on by the Theater Brothers Theater and pick up your free movie tickets. That's your prize. The end. Bye.
You hungry? Looking for a tempting treat? Hold on till I absorb some heat. Some added tang might please you too. I'll slide into an oven fresh bun, and I'm ready for your eating fun.
Why don't you try a juicy good hot dog? Delicious.
We have our license and we are driving.
Yeah, I get it. And this has been fun. And we're going to the sock hop in a little bit. And it's going to be great.
I can't wait.
And I got to be honest with you. Yeah. This is one of the funnest days of my life. And I'm just a little anxiety ridden and stress filled. But I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. We should
I wouldn't wish for any other person in the world to be with me other than you.
I wasn't listening. We should pick up that hitchhiker.
Okay, that's honestly what I was thinking too. I just didn't get to it.
It sounded like you were saying something else, but he is cute. Okay. Pick him up.
Okay, let's pick him up. What's up? Hello?
Hello.
How you doing, ladies?
Hi.
Hey, listen, my friend and I were driving to
town. Where are you going?
The sock hop. In Rastletown.
Do you know where you are right now? You're in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
It's on the way to Battletown.
Yeah. So we were figuring if you need a ride, I need a ride right now.
I'm hot right now. I'm really hot. I need a ride right now. Let's go. Come on.
You know, tap it up.
Not that kind of hot.
You're certainly attractive, sir.
I don't need this right now.
Don't have to be so confident about it, but we'll give you a ride.
Don't look at my face. Just keep your hand on the wheel.
Wait a second. You look familiar.
No, I don't.
Are you on the radio?
Yes, I'm that guy on the radio.
Yeah.
You
look familiar, right?
I'm Stewart, the jazz guy.
I do this voice.
I go, you're listening to the jazz station?
Yes, my dad talks about you all the time at dinner.
Yeah, but you look like the guy that everyone's looking for right now that killed all those people.
No, I don't know what you're talking
about. He's famous. He's way more famous than the jazz
guy. Listen,
Stuart. We've got to get to the sock hop, and if you're interested, we would be willing to drive you there. Now, listen.
I can't go to the
sock. We will pick you up. I know that you're hitchhiking.
I'm in a car.
Back, so listen.
Do you not see the gun?
What gun?
This gun right here.
Don't do that. Don't have to be so forward with us. You know, let's take our time.
Look, we also have to
take your time. Come on, we gotta go.
Go
straight into the hills.
No, that's fine. We're going to go places. Just get in the back seat and we'll head out of here. We're asking you if you'd like to join us.
Do you like our dresses for the song?
No, I need to go.
She's in orange, but I'm in a much bloodier orange.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a red.
We didn't want to be exactly the same because then if we had.
Do you actually not see the gun right now?
You know what? I'd say mine's more like.
Do you not see the gun?
It's like a rust color.
I have to be honest with you. Stop saying rust. And when you say
the gun in your face.
It proves to everyone that it's like.
Hello?
Excuse me.
You're right. It's more like a drive.
Stuart, we said we pick you up. Either you can get in the car with us.
You don't have to be such a.
Or you can stop interrupting.
Okay. All right. I'm in the car. Come on. Let's go straight into the hills right now. I can't afford for you guys to just bicker.
Did you ever have a man take such charge before?
Now's not the time. Come on.
I just started discovering myself.
Gun in your face. Let's go.
We all have props too, but listen, okay.
Props.
Let's go.
This thing works, I think.
We'll drop you off on the way.
Oh, yeah. This thing just fell out. Hang on one second
here. What about that, sir?
Let me just put this back into it. All right. It works.
If you lose anything in our car, if you want to stop and pull over and take a look for it, we'll help you.
That's fine.
We can't. We need to go now. I can't afford to just stay. Right. Come on.
I'm telling you, it's more of like a dried blood on the
track. Right. Can you just put the foot on the gas?
Can I ask you a question? Could you do me a favor, sir? Can you stay in here? We have to grab some stuff out of the trunk. And also, we're going to leave the gas, the car going. And then we're going to sneak out, go to the trunk, and grab our stuff out of there. And we're coming right back. Is that okay?
Yeah. Can you do me a favor?
Let's get out. All right, okay, perfect. We're just going to jump back.
All right, see you, losers. Your car, you're so stupid.
Oh, is he driving off in the car? Huh.
Oh my goodness. He just screamed that he wanted to, but he didn't. Let's go. Let's get out of the car. We haven't even got another car yet. Let's go.
Oh, I'm looking at another car?
No, he just screamed in our ear that he thought that we had gotten out and he was going to leave.
I thought you were going to get out of the car when you said that. I got to be honest with you, and I just look stupid.
Now he looks stupid.
Wow, I am totally lost.
You know what? Honestly, why don't you... Let's push him out.
Wait, right
now.
Get out of here. My gun, that totally works still. Yeah, that's right, I got a car too.
The Real Butter Radio Hour, brought to you by Noir Cola. Enjoy a refreshing Noir Cola in the evening.
Well, dear, how was your day?
Oh, goodness, Judy, I feel all in. Tired. I suppose I'll just sit right here and rest a bit.
Here, take a Noir Cola.
Thanks. Say, why was the living room rug rolled up in the garage?
Oh, I made a mess earlier. Say, why are you so late today, Fred?
I get tied up at work.
A likely story. Why all the dirt under your nails, then?
Where's dinner? I thought you were making pot roast.
Oh, stuff your pot roast. Why don't you take me out to dinner like you used to, you cheapskate?
So it's money you want, is it? Well, here's some money for you.
But look at this money. It's covered in blood. It's filthy. I suppose you expect me to launder your money like I launder your shirts.
Oh, you think these shirts are clean, do you?
Why, you dirty rat.
Back on the Real Butter Radio Hour. I'm your host with the most, Hubert Theater. Thank you, Thaddeus, for the quiz. How did that go?
Huh?
Thaddeus, are you there? How did the quiz go?
The quiz. Yeah, it was good. It's a good quiz.
I gotta admit, I don't know what's going on. Are you right? Like, what's? Are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. Have you seen Edgar? Like, no one's here. Why did everyone leave the studio?
I don't remember. Just got a little crazy there.
No, you stay up!
Edgar, is that you?
Edgar, hey, you bet your butter. Who's ready to play? You bet your butter.
No, we already did that. We already did that, Dad. Yeah, that's over.
We did that part already.
We
okay.
did that part already.
So now,
I'm trying to keep this guy. No, you're not coming in.
Who's out there?
Philly.
Oh, that Philly guy?
Yeah.
What's his problem?
He did the phone call. I don't want him back in here.
Why? What did he do?
He's scaring me.
Why? Like, what did he do?
First of all, the way he looks at me is enough. But outside of that, you listen to that guy? He's going to the hitchhikers and hitchhiking. He's like learning things.
Oh, that
guy is going
doing?
To kill somebody someday. I can tell you that.
You know that guy?
Hey, I was in Philly once.
Dad, maybe you should drink some syrup and slap.
No, I don't think you should drink it.
No. So I was in Philly. That's right. I got off the train, and I thought, you know what? I could find a hotel on my own. I don't need a cab. I'll just walk. So then I started walking through these neighborhoods, and everyone was just staring at me. I walked for hours.
Okay.
No, Philly's a guy. No. There.
Well, do you want him inside or
no?
Okay, then.
Hubert, do not let Philly in.
I'll do this for you this once.
I promise.
I promise. I'll pinky
you
swear.
You promise me.
I'll pinky swear.
Do not let Philly in.
No matter what, I won't.
This
let him
guy
in.
Right here.
You have my word.
This guy holding up some candy right here.
The candy?
Who? Lucy?
What does he have?
He's got Lucy! Philly's got Lucy!
It's fine.
Open the door, Hubert!
It's a piece of candy.
I don't care! It's Lucy, my daughter!
No, I made a promise.
Open the door!
I'm doing this out of love, Edgar.
He's right
Edgar,
there!
Edgar, I'm doing this out of love!
Lucy!
I love you!
Lucy!
Just let me do this thing!
There he is! Come on, why are you laughing? It is nice to hear him laugh. He doesn't laugh too often.
He doesn't laugh that often.
Lucy!
It's fine.
Wait.
What's he doing?
Lucy!
What happened?
She's attacking him! She's poking him! She's got him in the...
Rupa! There's nothing mean as a Batman! Poke you in the eye! Choke you down!
Hey, get out of here! All right!
Get out of here!
What's he doing?
He's oh my gosh, he's backing up!
What is he? Oh no, don't go any farther! There's a car coming! Don't go in the road! Don't go in the road! Oh no! Oh my god!
What happened?
He's still got his thumb out, but
Dad, he tried to hail a cab, but the cab was literally right in front of him and it hit him instead.
He's gone.
His thumb is still up though.
Well, he's gonna get a free ride.
Buy an ambulance. Lucy, you're okay.
Listen, just thinking, probably don't want to put this show on the air.
Lucy, I mean, what? Because it involves a manslaughter, a vehicular homicide?
Yeah, you probably don't want anyone to ever hear this.
It's live, Dad. It's
live.
Literally going right
live. Through. Radio. Live.
Nobody's listening.
You're missing the most important part.
We have three people on.
Lucy just saved herself. Lucy, come back
in. Don't open the door.
I told you that I could take care of myself. I know exactly what to do. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to start my own business.
Lucy, there's a bird.
Lucy,
there's a bird behind you. Lucy, oh, jeez. She's gone.
Lucy!
It's fine.
Lucy!
It's fine. She's a piece of candy.
Lucy!
I get it. You want to be a father. Oh, you're puking every... Oh.
Let me be!
She's a piece of candy.
The baby!
A piece... of candy. Edgar, just sit down.
Why?
Come here.
Oh, the world is so hard.
It's a piece of candy.
All she wanted to do was be in a business owner and a male-driven patriarchy and be delicious.
She's a piece of candy.
Stop saying that she was a piece of candy.
She's a piece of candy.
She was. Thank you for past tensing that.
It's time to play You Bet Your Butter.
We already played that.
We already... that. Lay off the slurp slop. You got it. Just don't drink the slurp slop.
Slurp slop?
Don't.
Come on,
no,
slurp slop.
Put it down.
Give me the slurp slop. Oh,
God. Put it down.
Oh, he really shouldn't be doing that.
Don't block out your feelings because you don't want to face them.
There's a danger that he might go blind.
He's down for the count as well. He's breathing. Oh. Never mind. Well, thanks for tuning in, folks, on this week's episode of the Real Butter Radio Hour. We talked about the infamous movie, The Hitchhiker. Come on down and see it. It's great. Everyone loved it. I have no way of saving this entire situation, so I'm just going to end it here.
I'm going to take a little nap.
Did it end? I don't think it went right.
Okay.
Please, let's see the picture on this stupid show to do it.
Why, you think you can do better?
Yeah, I think I can do this all by myself.
You think you can do Buttercast with Peter or Alex or Theo? Or,
yeah.
You know, without resorting to box filled with 1950s recordings.
Yes.
You think you can make your own? You're going to pick a movie and you're going to talk about next week for Buttercast.
I don't really know a movie. I guess I just ask someone and then...
Who are you going to ask?
Not you!
Oh, sorry. Ow!
I'm gonna ask Mabo.
Hey!
Oh, jeez, you're right there.
Oh, yeah, I was here the whole time.
Is that what they have to say?
Absolutely.
Anyway, do you want to pick the next movie?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Just off the cuff.
I wouldn't do that. Mabo don't have
Shut up, stupid!
I have excellent taste. I'm assuming that's what you were going to say.
Yep.
I love picking movies. I love movies.
Movie. Yeah,
that's why
I'm
a Mabo in a movie theater.
Just pick the movie!
All right.
Please.
I think you're... I don't know if this is a good choice. I mean, Mabo likes weird stuff.
Shut up. I don't care. Okay. Shut up. I'm editing this. Go subscribe to what you're listening to. That doesn't make any sense. They're already listening to
You are not good at this.
I'll go
feel like you've already bumbled this up. You said you knew what you were doing!
I'm ending this one now, bye!
On the next, The Real Butter Buttercast.
I have the Buttercast now, and this is my Buttercast. It's mine now, and I can do whatever I
want.
This isn't your podcast!
My phone will
this
do some Taekwondo performance right now!
What?
Hi-ya!
Oh, if I can do it! Oh, here's a button. Cue the music! Cue the... Is it not voice activated? Cue the music! Cue the music!
Why are you laughing, Becky? We've been driving around in the desert for like...
There's no way we're starting this bit with him going, yeah!
And we're back on the Real Butter Radio Hour. I'm your host with the most, Hubert. Thank you, Thaddeus, for the quiz. How did that go?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
You made him laugh. He broke so hard that he didn't know what to do.
It's just him.
It's a tired version of that.
It's just him. It's just the way he does it. It's just his existence. Whatever he does, it makes me laugh.